1 Chronicles chapter 23. When David was old and had lived a long life, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. He gathered together all the officials and officers of Israel, along with the priests and the Levites. The Levites, who were 30 years old and over, were counted, and their total number, man by man, was 38,000. David said, "Of these, 24,000 are to oversee the work of the Lord's house, 6,000 are to be officers and judges, 4,000 are to be gatekeepers, and 4,000 are to praise the Lord with the musical instruments that I made for giving praise." David assigned them to divisions based on their descent from the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The Gershonites were descended from Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan were Jehiel, who was the head, then Zethem and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei were Shelomoth, Haziel, and Haran, three in all. These were the heads of the fathers' households of Ladan. The sons of Shimei were Jahath, Ziza, Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jahath was the chief, and Ziza the second, but Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons. That is why they were counted as only one father's house. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four in all. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moses. Aaron was set apart to consecrate the most holy things. He and his sons received a permanent assignment to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless his name forever. The sons of Moses, the man of God, however, were classified along with the rest of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar. The son of Gershom was Shebuel, the head. The son of Eleazar was Rehabiah, the head. Eleazar had no other sons, but Rehabiah had very many sons. The son of Izhar was Shelomith, the head. The sons of Hebron were Jeriah, the head, Amariah, the second, Jehaziel, the third, and Jechamiam, the fourth. The sons of Uziel were Micah the head and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli were Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died and he had no sons but only daughters, so their cousins, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushi were Mahli, Ader, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the descendants of Levi who were registered by their fathers' houses. They were listed under the heads of their fathers' houses. All those 20 years old and older were counted man by man and registered by name to perform the work for the service of the Lord's house. For David had said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever. So the Levites will no longer need to carry the dwelling and all the vessels and utensils for its service." So according to the last directions given by David, the descendants of Levi, 20 years and older, were counted. Their work was to assist the descendants of Aaron in the service of the Lord's house, in the courtyards, in the storage rooms, and in the purification of all the holy things, that is, in all the work of the service of God's house. Their responsibilities included the bread that was to be set out and the fine flour for the grain offerings, whether for unleavened wafers or for offerings baked in a pan or those soaked in oil. They also did all of the measuring and mixing. They also were to stand and thank and praise the Lord every morning and likewise in the evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to the Lord on the Sabbaths, on the new moons, and on the prescribed festivals. They were to serve continually before the Lord in the number specified by the regulations, so that they would diligently carry out their duties for the tent of meeting, their duties for the holy place, and their duties with their brothers, the descendants of Aaron, for the service of the Lord's house. Chapter 24. The following were the divisions for the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But because Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children, Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. David, together with Zadok, the representative of the male descendants of Eleazar, and Ahimelech, the representative of the male descendants of Ithamar, divided the priests into divisions to be assigned different forms of service. Because the descendants of Eleazar had more men who were leaders of large groups than the descendants of Ithamar did, this is how the priests were divided. From the descendants of Eleazar, there were 16 heads of fathers' houses, and from the descendants of Ithamar, there were 8 heads of their fathers' houses. They were assigned to their duties impartially by drawing lots. There were officials for the sanctuary and officials to serve in the presence of God from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar. Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, the scribe, who was a Levite, recorded the lots in the presence of the king and the government officials, namely Zadok, the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and of the Levites. One father's house was chosen from the descendants of Eleazar, then another, and then one was chosen from the descendants of Ithamar. The first lot came out for Jehoiarib, the second for Jedaiah, the third for Harim, the fourth for Seorim, the fifth for Malchijah, the sixth for Mijamin, the seventh for Hakaz, the eighth for Abijah, the ninth for Jeshua, the tenth for Shechaniah, the 11th for Eliashib, the 12th for Jakim, the 13th for Huppah, the 14th for Jeshabiab, the 15th for Bilgah, the 16th for Immer, the 17th for Hazer, the 18th for Hapizez, the 19th for Pethaniah, the 20th for Jehezkel, the 21st for Jakin, the 22nd for Gamul, the 23rd for Deliah, and the 24th for Maaziah. These were their assigned groups for their service, to come into the Lord's house according to the regulations given to them by their forefather Aaron, as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded him. From the rest of the descendants of Levi, the following were the heads and founders of divisions. Shubael was from the sons of Amram, and Jeduiah was from the sons of Shubael. Ishiah was the head from Rehabiah and the sons of Rehabiah. Shelemoth was from the Ishorites, and Jaheth was from the sons of Shelemoth. The sons of Hebron were Jeriah, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. Micah was from the sons of Uziel, and Shemir was from the sons of Micah. Ishiah was the brother of Micah, and Zechariah was from the sons of Ishiah. The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi. The sons of Jehaziah was Beno. The sons of Merari from Jehaziah were Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. From Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. From Kish, the son of Kish was Jerahmeel. The sons of Mushi were Mali, Ader, and Jeremoth. These were the descendants of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. These all cast lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, had done in the presence of King David and of Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and of the Levites. The fathers' houses of the oldest son cast lots, just as those of his youngest brother did.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.